16 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's the opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Boy, a snow and sleet mix overnight. Ugh.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
Yeah, no thanks. Thought that was supposed to wait until the weekend. Like, at least in the weekend, I could kind of handle that. Like, I could just turn the fireplace on and put my feet up and make some hot cocoa and go from there. I could stare outside at the snowflakes or the sleet or the rain or... It's almost like a sludge, isn't it? That's more like it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that part. I mean, that's exactly what you get with those two things combined. But let's just get to the... If we're going to have snow, eliminate the rain. Let's have the white, beautiful, kind of Christmassy feel to it.
Yes, agreed.
Keep the rain out of it. It makes it more cold when you have that kind of look to the outside.
It's colder, nastier, no good. All right, well, time now for us to dive into our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And joining us on this week's Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, we've got Sharon Jurg with St. Mary's School. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And before we get in to some of the events that you guys have lined up later this month, for those that don't know much about St. Mary's School, just give us some of the details on who you guys are and what you guys do.
Well, St. Mary's School is here in the heart of Elyria. We're actually the third oldest Catholic school in the county right now. Avon, St. Mary's, and Holy Trinity in Avon are both a couple years older than us, so that's kind of a neat fact. I think one of the main things that people sometimes misunderstood is that our Catholic school, we accept students of all faiths, that it's not just for Catholic kids, it's for all faiths are accepted here. So I think that's an important aspect that many people sometimes don't realize. But our focus here is on our mission, respecting others, spiritual development, academic excellence, and service to the community. And so we just finished up a really cool project. The kids did a sock drive for the less fortunate. So it was pretty interesting contest as the classrooms competed to see who could bring in the most socks.
Very cool stuff. So they were able to sock it to each other,
Exactly. Sock it to each other.
Very nice. Well, you had mentioned that you guys are open to all different faiths, and there will be an opportunity for those to really get a chance to see what you're all about because you have an open house event coming up a little bit later on this month. What are the details?
Yes. On Wednesday, November 28th, after school from 3 to 6 p.m., families are invited to come see our school, meet the teachers, take a tour, meet students, and just see what St. Mary's is all about. We're going to be kicking off our registration at that point for next school year already.
Wow, for the 2019-20 school year already?
Yeah, that's right. Like anything else, it's like you barely get something finished, but before that you're already starting on the next year. So, yes, we're already planning for the 2019-2020 school year. Actually going to be celebrating our 160th anniversary.
Wow, okay.
That's going to be pretty exciting.
Any special plans in the work for that celebration? Do you guys have any ideas?
We have not any ideas per se. We've been talking about several different things, but right now we've just been focusing on our open house and getting the information out about our school. So we'll have more about that later in the spring.
All right. Well, you've got some time, even though, the registration begins at the end of the month. But, one of the things I think that you guys will certainly have the opportunity to discuss at the open house for those that get a chance to come in and see what you're all about, you get the chance to tell people about the after-school educational enhancement programs that you guys have, and you've got plenty. Tell us all about these, because these are pretty cool.
Yes. We have before after school care, or before care and after school care. We also have these after school education enhancement programs. These are courses that are often free for the students to participate in. They're often run by parents or community members or some of our teachers. One of the partnerships we have is with the Ohio State Extension Office. They have a STEM coordinator there that brings some very, very cool things for our kids to do. One of the most recent ones was film canister rockets. So Sally does a great job. Sally Hennessy is the the coordinator for that program, and it's been a great, great partnership.
Tell us more about that, because I was reading up on that the other day, and I thought, wow, that's a really cool opportunity. But what exactly is a film canister rocket? I had never heard
of
that before.
Well, they use the old-fashioned film canisters, those little black cups, and to create their little rockets. It's a pretty cool activity. We also have programs for creative writing. We've done card making. Some kids did some fall wreaths last week. Various different art projects. One of our retired teachers comes in and does some painting and things like that with our kids. We've had Father Tom taught the kids how to play bridge. It's just the gamut is all over the place. And we send out letters to our parishioners through our church bulletin asking for anyone, you know, that has something that they would like to share with our students to, you know, volunteer and help us out, and as well as our parents. So we get some really neat things for our students, just a wide variety.
Yeah, no question. Certainly sounds like that. Again, we're being joined by Sharon Urich with St. Mary's School here in Elyria on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. You guys recently inducted your National Junior Honor Society. Who all was honored at this event?
This organization is for our 7th and 8th graders. We had our inductees this year. We had Lydia Tinney, Brooklyn Neal, I'm going to forget something, Violet Knowlton, Natalie Sadler, and there's one more, and I can't picture who it is right now. But they're a volunteer organization. They do some volunteer work with our school. They work on leadership. They meet every week, do some little projects to help fund their activities that they participate in. They make candy and sell candy at church on Valentine's Day weekend. So it's a great opportunity for the kids to showcase their leadership skills, and looks great when they're applying for their high schools that they, you know, want to go to. And it's really helped some of them, I believe, to get into like St. Ignatius. We've had a couple of kids go to St. Ignatius, and a nice opportunity for them.
Well, and of course, the holidays right around the corner, although some folks would tell you the holidays are already here. What kinds of holiday events does the school have planned?
Well, we have our Christmas concert, our Christmas, which is with our students for the choral concert. We also have a band concert coming up. Our preschoolers do a little Christmas pageant, so everyone gets their chance to show off their talents. We also have coming up after Thanksgiving, Giving Tuesday. That's a big event that we've participated in, and we have a goal this year of trying to raise $5,000 for our school through the WeGiveCatholic.org.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, Sharon, before we let you go, for those that are interested in finding out more information about all of those events, and especially the open house coming up at the end of the month, how can they go about getting in touch?
Well, there's information on our website, St. Mary Catholic School, Elyria.com. You can also call 322-2808. Mary Polling, our wonderful secretary, will give you all the information. She's a great resource for our school and for our families here. And we also have out on our Facebook page, St. Mary School, Elyria.
Very good. All right. Well, Sharon, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by, telling us all about St. Mary's, and hopefully you guys are able to have all of your events without the weather getting in the way. You heard us talking about that rain and snow and all that sleet stuff, but hopefully that doesn't affect any of that.
Oh, we hope not.
Thank you again, Sharon.
Well, great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again, Sharon Urich with St. Mary's School right here in Elyria. Again, it's all part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. You know, I got to thinking the other day, you had mentioned you were in the show choir. Was this a big time of the year for you when you guys had your holiday concerts and whatnot?
Yes, no. The holiday concert was a big thing, but that wasn't the main focus. In show choir, you have competitions, at least throughout most of the Midwest. So typically you're preparing more for those. And yes, the big season comes up kind of during winter sports season.
Yeah, I was reading earlier today. There are a lot of yesterday we were talking with Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina. He was telling us about their candlelight walk. I didn't realize that events like that were so incredibly popular at the beginning of December.
No, that one's really cool. I love that one. I mean, just reading about it, I haven't had the opportunity to get to it yet, but that's one thing I intend to hit at some point in my life. Just because, as you kind of mentioned, I mean, and we talked about it too, fireworks kind of kicking off the winter season, getting to see the lights light up. I know we do that here at Ely Square as well, right down, I almost said the road, I mean, right down the stairs, basically, from where we are right now in the studio. So I love that stuff, man. Christmas is a cool thing. Medina really does it up right. You heard the people talk about how it's like one of those Hallmark movies where when you look at the town, everybody has the most elaborate decorations up and down, and you kind of see that when you go through Medina.
Yeah, you most definitely do. There's a lot happening, too. That's a three-day event down there, too. But there are a lot of other cities in the area, too, that really get into it. They do the candlelight walk. It's followed by some caroling, in some cases fireworks. Really cool stuff. All right, we need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we approach the top of the hour. That means in a moment we'll hear from Your Money Now and then Matt Douglas with the local news. And then we're talking Cavs with Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. And you'll need to listen for your cue to call, because when we wrap up with Jim Jones, you'll have to listen very, very carefully, because thanks to our friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we're giving away a 4-pack of Cavalier tickets when they take on the Houston Rockets 2 days after Thanksgiving, Saturday, November the 24th. We're also giving away a parking pass and a bag of Cavalier swag, so you better listen for your cue to call. Again, that's courtesy of your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They're open every day of the year. Bullseye on the Afternoon comes back after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Get the hottest savings on both kitchen and laundry appliances from top brands including Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana brands. The Stewart Appliance Black Friday sales event is going on now through November 28th, 2018. Take home these hot